Mark is calling. He has a question about soda.
What it is that I want to know, Dr. Wright's always talking about taking bicarbonate soda, teaspoon and with 8 ounce water. Is that baking soda?
That is baking soda, right.
Is bicarbonate soda baking soda?
Yes.
Oh, that is.
Yeah. Okay. It's very cheap. It's very easy to take.
Yeah.
I do recommend not necessarily taking baking soda because it's very high in sodium. So some people aren't able to tolerate the high sodium. It definitely alkalizes your system. So if you're using it, you know, every so often to deal with an acid stomach or upset stomach, that's okay. But if you're taking it as a supplement every day to kind of alkalize your system, there's better ways to do that. And the baking soda, because of the high sodium, can raise your blood pressure. So if that is an issue, I would definitely, you know, monitor that. There's a great product.
High blood pressure.
Okay. But yeah, and you can also monitor the pH of your saliva and your urine to see how much baking soda you might be needing or how much alkalization you might be needing.
Okay.
Okay.
My other question is, I've been on CAN-C for a couple of years now, and I took 8 days off because I've been on for so long. It tells you to take a week off. I took 8 days off, and talk about regressing with my cataracts. It took me like three weeks to get back a lot of my vision correctly, not all the way. Then I got sick with a terrible cold. I ended up taking the vitamin A and the C and the D. Didn't help me, so I started taking Sudafed and Benadryl and Tylenol and ibuprofen for the headache and the pains and everything else that was going on. Yeah. Anyway, I took Mucinex after all that, and for a couple of days, and my vision got really bad again. I couldn't believe it. I regressed again. Anyway, it's been 3 weeks since all that's happened to me, and I've got a lot of my vision back, but not the way I had it before all this began. And I just wish I'd never taken the 8 days off. I was wondering, what could I do to strengthen my eyes? I'm still taking a CAN-C, but it says you can't take lutein or the Xiana. I can't think how to say that whole name. I was wondering, what other supplements can I take to strengthen my eyes?
I recommend, Mark, a formula that Dr. Wright put together years ago. It's called Ocudyne. And it's a multiple design specifically for eye health. So it treats cataracts and glaucoma and, you know, retinal damage. So you definitely should be on that. And I've seen that really help with macular degeneration too. So,
okay. But does that have the lutein and the Zia, whatever that I'm supposed to be taking while I'm on?
Yes. TV? Yes, exactly.
Oh, so are you saying to take
bilberry
that instead of?
Well, I would take both. You know, if I'm just concerned that, you know, could it be anything else going on with your eyes besides the cataracts that's deteriorating your vision? Do you know? Because you might.
Well, I went over to have my go ahead and have a physical and had my blood work done, and my A1C is down to 5.5 now, so I'm pretty happy about that. They stopped talking about being pre-diabetic now with me.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Yeah, and my blood glucose went down into the early 90s instead of the hundreds that it was. So I've been doing everything that Dr. Wright told me before, and I haven't talked to him ever since all this bad stuff with the going off the CAN-C and then getting sick and everything, because I'm kind of shocked. I kept thinking, well, when I get off this Mucinex, I'll be able to see better again. And it took me quite a bit to be able to drive without panicking now. I can drive okay. I can see a lot of the signs now. I don't see 15 lights when I come to a stoplight at night anymore. I mean, it was incredible what had happened to me in such a short amount of time. I had done so well. And anyway, everything is way better. It's just that I don't see as far as I did before all this happened to me. I can function. I can read papers, and I can do a lot more. But I'd sure like to see the way I did before all this happened to me.
You know, the CanSee people do make a supplement called CanSee Plus. So that's designed to help extend the half-life of the CanSee eye drops. So that it probably is very similar to the Ocudyne. I haven't compared it ingredient for ingredient, but I would look at those two things. Also, I sometimes combine glutathione eye drops that you can purchase. I think that is a prescription, however. So,
I went and got to a health store. I went and got the glutathione pills. Because I said, well, I'm never going to go off this ever again. So I went and got that so I can keep taking it without ever taking a break anymore.
So, perfect, yeah. Make sure it's...
Do you think I can take Ocudyne without having to take CanSee? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you know, I'm not real sure. The cataracts are fairly advanced, I would definitely do both and see if you could at least stabilize the progression, but...
I'm pretty much pretty happy with what I'm at now. Before, I was just like thinking, man, I'm going to have to get that. See, I had cataract surgery like 6 years ago, and it was getting to the point where I was going to have to get the surgery. But
I'm going to have to take a break. If you want to hold, and we can talk after the news at the top of the hour. Thanks. So we were talking to Mark before the top of the hour. Is he still available?
Yes. Yeah, all I want to know now is it safe to take Ocudyne with the CanSee Plus then?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a great combination.
I'll just look into that and try that then.
Yeah, and like I say, if you're taking oral glutathione, make sure it's in the acetyl glutathione form. Otherwise, it's going to be really hard to absorb, and you really need it to get into that really minute fine circulation in the eye. So
acetyl form,
at least 100 milligrams, maybe 200 per day. All right.
Okay, I've got that.
All right, thanks for your call, right. Mark,
thank you, Dr. Sherman.
You bet. Take care.